This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And now the left's favorite director, Mr. Lynch, has come out in support of Trump. Every other left icon, Morrissey, the list goes on and on. Anybody that is really about prosperity in the future knows that Trump's a good guy. But the globalists, Brennan, others whose specialty is overthrowing countries, admit they're trying to overthrow the president and the electoral process. And so it's all public now. And we kept warning of this and warning. Now they're public. Roger, what does the president need to do? I mean, if we don't talk about how we respond to this, we don't want to get tricked into doing something too much, but at a certain point, that becomes a mind game of its own, because when they're already going hot on you, I think the big thing is people need to know how serious this is so they don't get the jump on us, and that they are planning at the end of the summer, into the fall, to basically trigger civil unrest and the assassination of the president and a total political shutdown. They're also pre-programming, I've noticed, in Bloomberg and McClatchy and everywhere now, that the Russians are claiming that people want to overthrow Trump, and that the Russians are claiming the little girl really wasn't hurt, and the Russians are claiming that the left wants to sow civil war, when the Russians have nothing to do with it. They're the ones doing it, so that when we're saying, hey, this is bad, don't do it, they're going to say that's Russia propaganda too. I mean, hell, if I didn't cook my kids' eggs right this morning, it was the Russians' fault. So in the 3 minutes we have left, what does Trump need to do?
Well, the single most important thing he could do today, right now, in the next hour, is to terminate the employment of Rod Rosenstein. Mr. Rosenstein certainly has grounds for termination. He has not turned over to the Congress what the Congress asked for. He has turned over substantially less than what the Congress asked for. He is the one who signed the surveillance authorization under a FISA warrant based on fraudulent information. Those two acts of treachery alone should merit his termination. We won the election, but the deep state continues to control the Justice Department. The president cannot possibly combat the coming counter-revolution, the coming revolt to overturn the country in a coup without a Justice Department committed to the rule of law and the prosecution of those who plan to execute the violence.
And Roger, you were completely right. That's why Mueller admits he's accelerating his fake Russia probe, is because he understands the wheels are coming off. Rosenstein is absconding with evidence. He's violating federal rules. He's got his own picked lawyer after you that violates federal rules. He's got to go, or Trump is in dereliction of duty. Trump is totally, completely innocent of all this. It's been proven. Rosenstein is a criminal coup plotter with Hillary, with McCabe, with Strzok, with all of these people. And Trump must move against the clear and present danger before they crash the economy, assassinate him, and start a race war. So it's got to be done. Rosenstein's got to go, and I think the attorney general does as well. Got to fire both of them.
Amen. From your mouth to God's ear.
It's got to be done. He can't wait till Mueller comes up with all his fake garbage down the road and then just lets them continue to engage in criminal activity. We have the proof. From the beginning, it was a frame-up. That means investigations are over. I cannot believe that Mueller has not had his arrogant ass thrown in prison yet.
You know, it's amazing. I did an interview with The Hill, Alex, last week. And although I never used the word indict in my interview, their headline, Roger Stone expects to be indicted. not what I said. Roger Stone expects to be framed. That's a real possibility.
God bless you. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Buddy?
There's not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic, demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. They say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottle, a brand new car. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
At this point, doesn't make
that smell.
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Better be drunk.
It's Alex Jones.
There's a lot of flies in here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
Morons buying your SJW globalist George Soros dropping.
Stabilize.
So George
Emergency
Soros,
Reserve.
Hillary Clinton and the New World Order and Michael Moore. Go back to Hades where you came from. We're awake and you're not putting us back in the coma. You got that shit? You're done. It's over. Worldwide.
Get him back. Get him back.
All right, he is riding shotgun with us for the rest of the broadcast. He's the amazing Lucas. Every one of his videos is really good, really informative. And he's a champion bodybuilder and a whole bunch of other stuff. And he's the amazing Lucas on Instagram, at I'm the amazing Lucas, YouTube the amazing Lucas. And he just got involved in the last year or so because of all the stuff that he has seen. So it's great to have you here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Man, I tell you, what would you call the state of the nation right now? What would you call that?
A hysterical, and it's manufactured hysteria. That's exactly what it is. Because everything from Maxine Waters, like, that's real. When it comes to the mom, and the thing is, many people were focusing on what she was saying, but if you really go back in time, they've always been saying some off-the-wall things. The only difference is now people are cheering. And once you have Tommy Loring and water thrown in her face, it's only a matter of time that water becomes acid.
Well said. I mean, I've experienced hot coffee dumped on my face. I've experienced people knocking my food over at the restaurant. And they call you a Russian agent or a Nazi. And it's like calling me a space alien. And so a lot of times I laugh at them and they get mad. But a lot of people, it's not funny to them, but they'll do it in front of your kids, too.
Yeah, because that's what they actually believe. They've been brainwashed into believing that you're Nazis. So if you actually believe that someone is a Nazi, well, I'd be right there with them. I'd be like, yo, we need to get these Nazis out of here. These bigots, these homophobes, these xenophobes, all these words to censor people. And it's a process of dehumanization.
You know, it's funny you bring that up. Guys, can you pull up the Great Escape clip? And then also, he removed it off his Twitter, but it had been retweeted thousands of times. The Democrats were sharing this last night, but first, if we can, I want to actually show the tweet. We saved it. The Democrats were tweeting this all over the place, and I learned about it from some of the crew here who had it tweeted at them. They had it tweeted at them, and this is MS Bellows Jr. I got asked to leave. It is nothing. Here's how Trump administration officials will be treated at restaurants if we don't stop them now. And it's Steve McQueen, who, by the way, was good buddies with Chuck Norris and would be a patriot today if he was alive. A lot of people that knew him, he was like Americana, you know, red, white, and blue, would love Trump. But and of course, we're the Americans that beat the Nazis, remember? But in the new leftist program, when they're funded by George Soros, a literal former Nazi collaborator, in his own words, on 60 Minutes, they have this guy, you know, tweeting this out, other people tweeting it, thousands of tweets celebrating that, yeah, we're going to start killing you, and now they're doxing the Border Patrol agents. Now they're putting dead animals on their doorsteps. Now they're chasing people around out of movie theaters, and it's happened to me. And again, these mobs telling Milo that he's a Nazi when he's Jewish. It's crazy. So here's the clip from The Great Escape that they're passing around on the Internet saying this is what needs to happen to Republicans when they're in restaurants. Here it is.
Hello. Let's see. Hello? Hello?
Car pulls up to the outside cafe. And they talk about, oh, are you in the French Resistance? Oh, yeah, we are. And they all have a drink together. So you have the left that's anti-gun, doesn't even know which end of it shoots, fantasizing about all this and saying kill the president's family, kidnap his son. The amazing Lucas, again, is here with us in studio. When do they stop or how far does this go?
They won't stop. They absolutely won't stop because what they won't allow to happen is a repeat of what happened in 2016. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. What we're seeing is just, it's the tipping point. And while they're figuring out and re-strategizing right now, this is the time that we need to consolidate and plan for 2019, 2020, because what they're planning for is 2030, 2044. So we have to join our forces together and really figure it out because...
And we've got to reach out across racial and cultural lines.
Absolutely.
Because they are sowing classical race-based garbage and then to play a demographic number to steal the American dream. It's so cold-blooded.
It absolutely is. The thing is, they what the left touches, they destroy. And for people who don't believe that, you can look at the black community, everything from separating fathers with the welfare to putting Planned Parenthoods in the communities to presently right now saying... voter IDs are it's racist. It's racist. It's like we all know that's not the case. You want the votes from the legals. But what the frightening part is, what should be alarming to people right now, is that they have their eyes on America. That should be the frightening part, because guess what? That affects you. That affects me. That affects everyone. And that's why you need to pick up and fight. And I'm not saying incite to violence, but you need to fight. And, you know, no pun intended, but it is an information war.
When I look at how they are just cold-bloodedly pushing lies, and they get worse and worse and worse, I don't see how they succeed. But at the same time, I see a lot of Republicans becoming intimidated by it. I mean, if they don't start standing up to this, these people could win.
Absolutely. As I told you this time and time again, if you don't stand up, they will consume you. If you cower, they will consume you.
The Amazing Lucas, we're going to cover the waterfront when we come back. A bunch of breaking news, Trump's statement on the Supreme Court ruling in his favor, all of it. But it's really true. If you look at every blue state, every blue city, everyone is in exodus. The elites that are in charge always are tax exempt and don't even really live there. And it's true. I mean, what you said is everything they touch turns to crap. Why in the world would we want these people running things? The Amazing Lucas, @IamTheAmazingLucas on Twitter. Be sure and follow him. We are going to be breaking it all down, taking your phone calls, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The America's Farmers Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, have awarded more than $48 million to rural organizations, individuals, and causes that leave a lasting impact. By partnering with farmers, America's Farmers is committed to the future of farming communities. This work will continue for a 10th year on August 1st with the kickoff of Grow Communities, where farmers enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. In November, students pursuing careers in the agriculture industry will have the chance to apply for $1,500 scholarships through the Grow Ag Leaders program. And next January, Grow Rural Education will encourage farmers to nominate area schools for the chance to win $10,000 and $25,000 grants to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Across these three programs, more than $6 million will be awarded in 2019. Getting involved is simple. Just visit www.americasfarmers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the amazing Lucas is in studio with us. I intend to open the phones up coming up later in the next hour, and I should have told you this. Mike Cernovich is coming on, and Mike Cernovich, if you notice, they've really been demonizing and attacking. The left is really afraid of Mike, and that's because the left likes him. He's a likable guy. I wouldn't even call him a conservative. He's more of a libertarian. And now Bill Maher bizarrely had a meltdown saying, I'm a liar about him saying he wants the economy to crash, even though he said it. And I'm a liar that he's made $100 million on his contract when that's on record. I mean, that's on record from HBO. And he goes further and he says, so this is coming up next segment, that he hopes that Mike Cernovich dies. And then he says, oh, I really just want to cook your head in an oven for children to eat. And it's not even funny. And then he goes, no, actually, I want you to get help. So Maher is having, what do you think that is? We're going to play the clip coming up.
I don't know. I guess this Trump derangement syndrome. Because I heard him say when he was talking about, you know, it's time for the economy to crash if it means getting the president out. I was like, That's insanity. That's to have millions of people to be out of work. That impacts everyone. And that shows the vitriol that they have for this president. It has nothing to do with his policies. Has nothing to do with his administration. It is personal. And I don't think we've ever seen anything like this before. It's unprecedented.
And that's what Mike Cernovich said. He said he had a link to Reuters pointing out that you basically have a doubling of suicides during just a recession. And he made a joke about that. I mean, this is sickness.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But the thing is what they do, because I saw how he responded, but he responded, you know, tongue-in-cheek. And, you know, that's the way they do it. They encapsulate it in, like, this little comical humorous, you know, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. While in the meantime, they mean everything that they say.
Well, that's the thing, is that they take this little girl who was never separated from her mother, put her on the cover of Time magazine. She's at a family center, totally safe. The mother has smuggled people here before. She's been deported in 2013, and then they get caught lying. Tom Arnold lies and you know, says that, Cohen's going public against the president. None of that was true. I mean, now they're just reduced to hoaxing. They have no credibility left. And then they say, we're these heartless, horrible people, but they want to abort as many kids as they can, the amazing Lucas. And on top of it, they don't care if we have 10,000 extra suicides during a recession.
Absolutely. And then not only that, that lady, she left three other kids there. So I'm like, you left three other kids there along with your husband to what? To come here illegally? And then be surprised when we enforce our laws? That's what blows my mind. I've never heard of such a thing. I'm like, if you commit a crime here, guess what? You suffer the punishment. But I guess not in New York. We have de Blasio, who's lessened the penalty for drunk driving and grand larceny for illegals. Who else have they done that for?
Well, that's the thing, is they're setting it up to incentivize people coming to Europe, coming here.
Exactly.
They give them everything free and then say, you actually are above the law to incentivize.
Exactly. And it's like you're sending two different messages. Trump is trying to enforce our laws that we already have to the fullest extent.
And treat us equal.
Exactly. So, but at the same time, how are you going to say, don't come here, but if you come here, it's okay, because we have sanctuary states? That blows my mind. That's like telling someone, hey, I'm an officer. If you run that red light, that's legal. But if you do it, I'm not going to give you a ticket. What?
Well, let me tell you, my wife tried to smuggle our four-year-old daughter over 100 miles of deadly desert, probably the most dangerous area of the world. I mean, she would deserve to be arrested. I would deserve. How is this mother not having any responsibility for what she did, and then Trump is this bully hurting her? It's just, it's crazy, because the logic is so simple that it's a fraud.
Completely. You would think that they would be looking at her like, that's child endangerment. That's what you just did. That you're unfit to be a parent right now. But they completely reverse it. Instead of looking at the criminal, they look at the law. Well, the law needs to be abolished. The same thing they did with the Electoral College. When the Electoral College said, we're giving it to Trump. Well, it's not that they voted. It's, you know what? We need to remove the Electoral College. And I think people are waking up because due to just this incessant attack, just a myriad of attacks.
Let me ask you this question, because you're a smart guy at a gut level. So I've watched a lot of your videos, and my son likes them as well. You get into a lot of nuances. At a gut level, how do you see this ending? Because I know they're crazy, they're out of control, people are waking up, but that makes them only more desperate, and they're like crazy zombies or something. Maxine Waters, Mueller, all these Hillary, looks like a jack-o'-lantern demon, and lies constantly, and they just never go away. Pelosi can't even hardly talk, but they're in charge, and they're telling us we're going to remove the president extrajudicially. I mean, they're on TV saying we're going to kill him. Phil Mudd used to run assassination squads overseas. He never did the killing himself, but that's what he did, was run assassinations, counterterrorism. So a guy whose job it is to assassinate people, who runs operations to do that, he's saying, we're going to kill the president. At a certain point, I think Trump's got a problem if he doesn't go in there and do something to Mudd. And I know they're coming after me because I've been saying something needs to be done, but I'm sorry, man. People start saying, we're coming to kill you in Texas. Folks that I grew up around said, well, we're coming for you.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense, because they're coming for everyone, even remotely, who don't even have an opinion on the issue. It's like, well, if you don't have an opinion, that's tacit approval of Trump. We can't allow that. And there comes a point in time where it's no longer, well, okay, I'm just going to, you know, comes a point in time where someone's attacking you. You need to defend yourself.
I agree. What should happen to Peter Fonda, who should kidnap Trump's son, throw him in a thing with pedophiles?
The same thing that happened to anyone else who would say something like that. Imagine if any conservative said something even remotely like that about Obama's daughter. Imagine
they would get arrested for sure.
Imagine they may even get killed because of the mob mentality they had.
Well, who brings people's kids into it? And I get his point. Boy, he looks like a pervert. I'm not saying Peter Fonda is a child molester, but man, if I was going to cast a child molester for a movie that kidnaps and kills kids, it'd be Peter Fonda. I mean, put that picture back up. Man, is he one ugly looking dude?
He's shoo-in, just like, oh, you got the role.
Look at that.
Oh, man.
You imagine being a little kid and that guy walks in the room?
Think of nightmares are made of.
Man, that guy's a sick freak. Reportedly, people that know him in Hollywood say he is like, we're talking even stupider than Maxine Waters. They say he is so dumb.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that was possible.
Maxine. You know, she's now saying that no one's criticizing her. She says, my own party's not criticizing me, even though we have on video Schumer.
Schumer just came out. Not only that, but also Pelosi. But what she said is, when they confront her, is the president is lying. I never said that. I'm like, we have it on tape. Like, what are you talking about? How are you going to just bold-faced lie to my face, going to spit in my face, and then tell me it's rain?
Well, I just think it's sick that Peter Fonda is dreaming about little kids getting raped by pedophiles. I mean, I'm not saying he's a pedophile. I'm just saying that, you know, that he and Hayden could start in a movie about two pedophiles going on a cross-country trip together. I'm serious. These people are sick. We'll be right back with Amazing Lucas and Mike Cernovich straight ahead. Infowars.com. Newswars.com.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Stop impersonating Democrats. Sorry, this guy. Is that someone that...
Science! 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 Climate change! 500 dinners!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we've got Mike Cernovich via the Skype, and we've got the amazing Lucas in studio with us, but I wanted to just play a short clip of Bill Maher And then I'll play the longer clip because it appears he's having some type of weird mental breakdown because everything he says in these little periods with little scripted images beside him are off a teleprompter. I've known folks that have been there at the production. So when he does his monologue, it's a teleprompter. And so the stuff they wrote doesn't make any sense. Stick Mike Cernovich's head in an oven. Have children eat his dead head. He hopes Mike Cernovich commits suicide. And I think it's because he's so destroyed by Mike Cernovich pointing out that suicides, you have 10,000 extra suicides for every recession, that they basically double, and that he was calling for an economic crash, and that I pointed this out, that he makes $10 million a year on his contract. He's had 10 seasons. They say he's been paid $100 million. A variety reports that he says, I'm a liar. So why are they every week now singling myself and Mike Cernovich out on these TV programs? What is it that triggers them about Mike Cernovich and Alex Jones? But I got to say, I'm getting a little jealous when they're saying they want to kill you. Now, that happens sometimes, but I haven't had that yet from old Bill Maher. He looks like he is about to kill himself when he talks about me. So this is very interesting psychology, and Mike Cernovich gets into the psychology from a kind of archetypal Jungian way. I think that's what scares him. So let's play the clip, get Mike Cernovich's take. Here it is.
Mike Cernovich said suicides increase during recessions. Bill Maher wants people to die. Yes, specifically Mike Cernovich.
That's funny. I guess it's about laughing about people dying.
I want him to put his head in the oven so starving kids confuse it for food.
Wow.
No, I don't want that. I don't know who the are Mike Cernovich, but I want you to live a long, healthy life and get the help you so desperately need.
So you talk about convoluted craziness. And before that, he says, I'm lying about him being rich and a depression not hurting him, which is total truth. So, Amazing Lucas, before we go to Mike Cernovich, what do you make of that? It just doesn't even make sense.
That's the first time me hearing him saying, put the head in the up. I was just... But it's once again, it's the crowd going, laughing it up. And I think
that's the goal. Get them to laugh about killing us. It's just an incitement to kill us.
It's like
that's what Cernovich said a year ago. I said, why are they doing this? He goes, they just want to start killing us. They're gearing up for killing us.
It's this process of dehumanization, saying, what they're saying is absolutely, it's all conspiracy theories and everything. So that way people don't go in and search what you're actually saying is true.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, what do you make of this latest meltdown? I mean, it just adds the whole harass conservatives, harass Trump people, kill Trump, dump hot coffee on Alex Jones, sue Alex Jones, bankrupt libertarian media, dox the ICE agents. I mean, they're gearing up, it appears, at the end of summer here to really try to launch a violent overthrow.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of things. One is that Bill Maher was triggered by the truth because we now troll with the truth. The number one thing that I've learned over the years is that the left, the way to really trigger the left is with facts and logic and reason. And they didn't have any, he didn't have any issue to what I said, because if you do want a recession, you are saying you want people to kill themselves. And then, of course, you know, when Anthony Bourdain killed himself, all of the worst people in the world are like, oh, we're so sad. Call the hotline. Love. Oh, my God, your life matters. And then, like, the next day, they're like, yeah, kill conservatives, hunt them down, rape their children, throw them in cages, have pedophiles rape children in front of their moms. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So we're exposing their hypocrisy, and they don't have an answer for it.
And they seem to be going crazier by the minute. I asked you this question about 2 years ago. I said, during the campaign, what is peak insane libtard behavior? But now they're not so much libtards. They're like crazy Tasmanian devils that lie and attack logic and are just, they are really, it seems, degenerating.
Well, they know that they're not going to win in November. That's what is amusing me, is that they're not playing like winners. So people have noticed that I used to be a very, I used to be a little bit of a wild man, and I calmed down, and they go, oh, is having a daughter calmed you down? And the answer is no. We're winning. You know, we are the voice of reason now. And the left, they keep claiming they're going to win in November, but they have no solutions. They have no answers. So here's what the left stands for. This is now truth, by the way. This is all confirmed. The left now stands for branding women as the NXIVM sex cult, did. And if you look into the donors and the connections to some of the Clinton Foundation donors, you're going to find connections there. Eric Schneiderman or whatever, the former attorney general of New York, endorses calling brown women his slaves. Remember, he made one girlfriend wear a slave collar. So they endorse branding women. They endorse slavery. And they endorse kidnapping and raping children in front of their mothers. That is the platform of the modern left. And quite frankly, that is terrifying.
And you're not just saying that, because I remember growing up, and, I mean, nobody was racist in my family. That's what shameful losers were into. And then I'd finally get around Democrats, and I'd travel around the country, and I'm not saying the East is bad, but I'd hear people say racist stuff. And I was like, are you trying to see if I'm racist? Because I don't agree with this. And it was Democrats. And I could tell all the stories. It would take all day. But that's when I began to discover that Democrats at the top and at the middle level are just sick criminals. I mean, I'm sorry. It's just true.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And they're the main ones who are racist. But what they've done is they've managed to now go so far as to change our history books. So now children are growing up learning what they want them to believe. And I'm like, that's demonic. It's Machiavellian. And you know what? They have this whole idea of the party switch. I'm like, that's the most historical, just absolute drivel. It's prattle. But they keep repeating it, and it's this gaslighting of repetition. Once you repeat something, everyone around you is repeating it. Well, now it slowly becomes truth. And the people who are actually telling the truth, well, now they're seen as the crazies.
I agree. Yeah. Mike?
So speaking of racist Democrats, there's a video, terrible video, shows a white woman purportedly harassing a Mexican-American citizen and everything. And I'm just wondering why that woman, nobody seems to know who she is. They keep calling her an unidentified woman. Which I find interesting because the media is always able to find, you know, anonymous gift makers, anonymous people. Mm-hmm. They have no problem with that. But when
yeah, what you're saying is the left is famous for staging false flags. The police say something like 98% of poop swastikas and stuff at the Air Force Academy. It's the left doing it to themselves is what you're saying.
Well, I'm just wondering why we don't know the woman's name yet. I grew up in a small town, the Running Springs, California, the town where the video was filmed, 5,000 people. In a town of 5,000 people, if someone in that town makes national news, international news, talk of the town, right?
They're going to be in the paper that day.
Yeah, so I've been on every public Facebook group for Running Springs, California. Nobody's saying, oh, my God, I can't believe this woman embarrasses. Nobody's identified her in this very, very small town.
Yeah, we haven't played that video yet. I saw that. We should cue that up. And if you go to CNN's website, it's all like, watch this man tell Mexicans to get out of the restaurant. And you watch it, mm-hmm. and it's bad acting. Who actually walks in and goes, Mexicans, get out of here? I mean, it's so fake.
It is. But the thing is, desperate times call for desperate measures. And as we get closer and closer, it's just going to get more desperate and desperate.
I agree.
Yeah.
I've got 1,000 questions for both of you, but Mike Sturmish, when we come back, what else is on your radar screen you want to hit?
Well, I think that video is very important for maybe all of us to watch and discuss because it raises a lot of issues.
All I know is, remember the attacks on the synagogues, the attacks on the Jewish cemeteries? And then Trump said, I think that might be staged. They go, oh, my God, you're anti-Semitic. And it turned out it was a leftist Jewish guy did it. I mean, I'm sorry. I've dealt with this myself, folks. That's all these people do is lie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Of America from the globalists, but they're striking back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I don't want to give these people attention, but at this point we've got to cover it. I'm used to death threats. But these are very specific now, and they're targeting libertarians, patriots, Christians, families. I was talking to Mike, and he was showing me some stuff I'm not going to give attention to, but he was showing me stuff off record, what they're doing to him and his family. And it's massive, it's coordinated, it's doxing, and it's incredible. And we've got the amazing Lucas riding shotgun here with us, Cernovich.com, Twitter, @Cernovich. Mike Cernovich is here, and he wanted to get into, and I'm glad he raises this, see it. Trump supporters threatens landscapers because they're Mexican, calls them rapists and animals. Now, you watch something like this, and this is the most ridiculous thing on earth. And the guy being yelled at looks real. Like, I don't think he knows that this is going on. But this is the type of false flag leftists have been caught doing over and over and over again. And strangely enough, white supremacists have been caught doing it, too. There have been a lot of famous cases where a white woman will carve stuff on her. and say that black guys raped her. I don't know why. I'm a news guy. I read the news. I've seen that probably 10 times. And there's also the other way around, where black ladies will carve swastikas on themselves and say white guys did it. Hell, it happened in Austin a few years ago. It happened in College Station. I know two cases in Texas. So there's this thing about being a victim and wanting the attention. And I'm not saying this is fake. We're going to play the video, though. But I think Mike Cernovich is right. Just the fact that you go to CNN every day, there's some weird video. And I won't even say it because they edit what I say when I do stuff out of context and then say that I'm saying, like Megyn Kelly did. I said, Hillary's responsible for killing tens of thousands of children in the Middle East. They edit together about some pizza place so I get sued. And now she's going to get, well, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. Wait till the surprise comes. The point is that Mike Cernovich, this is next level.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying it's fake. In fact, what I found interesting about this video is most Trump supporters, 99% will go, I've never seen a Trump supporter act like that. That's why we find out, who is this woman? Did she escape from a mental institution? Yeah. Did she need help? Maybe she needs psychiatric care.
I get your angle because she does come off as a little bit wacky. You're saying it may not be completely staged, but people know who she is in the town, know she's a local loon and are protecting that.
Yeah, so I'm worried about this woman's – that's an unstable thing. I mean, just going up to complete strangers and putting your hands in someone's face is a very violent act.
That sounds like the Democrats.
Yeah, so it's very weird. So it could be she, is just a town, has really problems or whatever. But for me, what I find compelling is that if you make a GIF or whatever, they can find you even if you're anonymous. But nobody's identified it. Every video says unidentified white woman. Nobody on the private or the public Facebook.
No one's looking because normally it'd be the search for who she is. Who is this idiot bigot?
Like Permit Patty, for example. So there was that woman in San Francisco who, by the way, was a liberal. She was actually a liberal weed head. And she wanted to call the police on an 8-year-old African-American girl who was selling bottled water. They dubbed her Permit Patty. They found out who she was in 30 minutes, right? Permit Patty was a recent case of a San Francisco liberal going after an African-American entrepreneur. They found her 30 seconds, right? Like, no problem. But with this woman here in Running Springs, it's actually easier to find out who someone is in a small town. Because if you grew up in a small town and you see a local person on CNN.
No, I agree. So what do you think? They know she's the local crank and they're covering that up and she's probably a Democrat?
My best guess would be that she is a local, a senile person that they actually feel sorry for.
And that they're just,
And somebody sent her over.
Well, I'm not trying to be mean, but once I went and watched the video, the guy looks like he's legitimately being bitched at. She just looks either like it's a setup or she's nuts. And I don't mean that meanly. She does look like what you'd see on the street corner, somebody that's schizophrenic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying is I think maybe like a local person goes, let's send this crazy. And again, my mother has been in institutions for bipolar. I take mental illness very seriously. So
we're not making fun of her. Well, let me say this. I've never seen the racist stuff people talk about until I was getting divorced and my money was locked up and I couldn't get a house. So I got a 3-room condo and I was around the so-called leftist elitist. And I heard, some race stuff from them, but they hated everybody. Everybody, when somebody else would walk over, we were grilling hamburgers out at the pool, they'd talk crap about them, they'd talk crap about the next person, they'd look at that dumb redneck, look at this person. But they had these cool guys that happened to be black that would detail your cars for a really good price in the garage. So I started finding out how much they were. I started getting them to clean my car once every 2 weeks. And I twice saw ladies in their Mercedes or whatever go over to the black guy that's like, in somebody's car cleaning it, obviously they're going, what are you doing in here, black guy? So I get that goes on. It was very upsetting to me. But again, I found out who these women were. Guess what, Mike? They weren't conservatives.
Well, that was what Permit Patty proved. Permit Patty was the face of modern mainstream liberalism. Lives in San Francisco, selling marijuana, because if you're a white woman in San Francisco, you can sell marijuana and not go to jail. But if you're a young African-American girl trying to sell bottled water, they want to arrest you. So Permit Patty is that she is the face of modern white liberalism.
And they love to call the police. Well, that was my thing. It wasn't even some... I was embarrassed by how these women were acting the 2 times I saw it, and the way these guys were so nice. You tell that must happen all the time. Like, okay, ma'am, here's my card. Would you like me to do your car? Blah, blah, blah. And the guys were cool. In fact, I saw that once is why I got them to start doing my cars. And they said, yeah, I know it happens every day. But the fact was they were The guy goes, I don't care, I'm making $100,000 a year doing this, put these people, whatever. But the point was, those guys weren't victims. They were entrepreneurs doing a good job and getting pushed around. But they didn't take it on like, oh, I got a bunch of weird old white people messing with me. I'm going to freak out. Listen, I got to live in a gated community because of threats. I don't like living in even a fancy neighborhood. And then all those old weirdos hate my ass, man, because I'm not in the country club. I don't play all that. Do I turn into this big victim because every one of these old blue blood mummies doesn't like me? No, I could care less.
Yeah, it's this ideology of this victimhood mentality in which they've instilled in the black community. And these white liberals are the most racist people that you will ever come across. And the beautiful thing about that story is, well, guess what? They set the system in place that if you were to see that, what's the first thing most people would think? Oh, that must be a Republican. Because Republicans are the racists, the Nazis. They hate Hispanics. And the second thing is, they don't even have to mention who she's with because they already have that set in place. So they can just show, here you go, there it is. Same thing they do with Trump. When they run out of stories, what do? They come up with stuff. Well, is he being impeached? Is he colluding with so-and-so? Is this happening?
Tom Arnold says he's going down.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the issue with the white liberals, too, is I don't even know if it's fair to call them racist. They hate everybody for a different
reason.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. I noticed that liberals, living down at the Ashen for 3 years, I learned it, they talk crap about, they hate everybody.
Mm.
I mean, look, a conservative Republican that's successful would know whose people are cleaning cars. Another thing is, left is so stupid. They're always afraid of everything, too. Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Well, speaking of liberals, let's talk about your friend Ron Perlman, who challenged you to a fight and then backed down. And he goes, oh, I urinated in my hand before I shook Harvey Weinstein's hand. And I don't know if you saw that tweet.
No, I didn't even know he backed down.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, yeah. So Ron Perlman admitted that he knew about Harvey Weinstein and what Weinstein was doing, and he's such a coward.
Why was Perlman even mad at me? I saw in the news when he said he wanted to fill me in, because I can't keep track of all this stuff. How did I back down? What happened?
Well, Ron Perlman had challenged you to a fight, and then we were on your show, and we accepted, and then he backed down and hid and went and, you know,
ran away. Oh, I know that now, yeah.
Yeah, but so what he did was he tweeted out yesterday or the day before. He said, I was at a charity gala and Harvey Weinstein told me I'd better shake his hand. So I went into the bathroom and I took a urination on my hand and then I shook Harvey Weinstein's hand.
Again, it just sounds like mental illness. That's what I'm saying. Who does that?
But it's also showing this pure cowardice. Just pure cowardice. He's thinking he's standing up to the man. I'm like, what you did was like some passive-aggressive little cowardice thing, and that's what they are. They're cowards at their core.
See, I would shake Weinstein's hand and then not let go of it and turn my camera on. I've done that before, and start asking serious questions.
Yeah, but the Ron Perlman thing really just typifies everything. The thing is, they never challenge anybody in their own peer group, right? Mm. They've never asked Bill Clinton if he's a rapist. They never asked Harvey Weinstein about anything. None of these Media Matters, left-wing washout groups ever do it. So Ron Perlman, oh, big tough guy, peed in my hand and shook Harvey Weinstein's hand. But yeah, way to go, buddy. Way to show everybody how tough you are.
Well, plus, Perlman doesn't know the secret. Even if he was in shape, he might start winning at first. But once he starts hurting me, that's when he gets hurt. Because I'm not looking for trouble, but he's just a total punk. We're going to come right back with Mike Cernovich and more right on the other side, the amazing Lucas. I want to ask him what he predicts coming up.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.